Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you.
Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile.
And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
I love teaching the desert landscape pin class because everybody gets a slightly different pin shape, and then we kind of walk through creating our own landscapes and then using a couple different stitches to add texture and design to that. The great thing about embroidery is you can really play around with it and make it your own.
Modern fiber artist Melissa Galbraith designs exquisite decor and wearables inspired by nature. And she doesn't stop there. Through her small business, M Creative J, she also gives everyone else a chance to have fun by making her stitchery kits available and by teaching workshops online. She also has a pattern club where participants receive a different digital embroidery pattern every month. Melissa is going to be exhibiting her work in Jackalope Art Fair's virtual holiday market this year from Small Business Saturday, November 28th through Friday, December 18th. And she's going to be teaching some Christmas ornament workshops in the very near future. Melissa, how did you first get interested in fiber arts as your particular medium as an artist?
Well, it's kind of a long story. My mom taught me how to embroider when I was in elementary school, and to be honest, I actually really did not like it. But I really appreciate that my mom stuck with it and gave me some of the basic skills along with a bunch of other crafts. And when I moved, when I got a real job after college and moved away from home, I found that I was just sitting behind a computer all day and wasn't really filling that creative outlet that I grew up with. And so I kind of got back into embroidery as something that was very portable and easy to get started with because I was living in this tiny apartment. And it was just something that really blossomed from there that I really loved because you get to play with color and texture and pattern. And it was just something really tactile that was so enjoyable.
And your embroidery that you do is not your mom's embroidery, nor is it mine of older generation. This is new, fresh looking, and a lot of fun. Please tell me the story of your small business then. From there, how'd you start M Creative J?
Oh, well, thank you. I really love creating fun, modern patterns. But when I actually first started embroidery, it was the printed pattern on the pillowcase. And I was just finding that a lot of designs you see in stores are really like that. And after I got more confident with my skills and was finding that I was creating a lot of content, I was like, well, I either need to start a business and sell this and figure out what I'm going to do with it, or I need to maybe find something else to do. And I found that I was really passionate about embroidery and that I wanted to be able to share these skills with other people who were interested in picking up this craft as well. And it kind of just blossomed from there. I did a farmer's market and I started doing other local markets in the Seattle area. And then I ended up teaching a workshop. And now I teach a handful of online workshops every month and just really enjoy sharing this craft that my mom taught me to do when I was younger.
And, of course, you have some workshops coming up that I'd love to share. Why don't we start, since this is going up next week, why don't we start with what you're doing just after Jackalope Fair as far as workshops go and how people can sign up? What happens for you after the 28th?
Coming up, we have an online cactus snow globe class, which is this really sweet, whimsical design that features some cacti in a snow globe, and we'll be stitching on this fun blue fabric, and it incorporates some really beginner-friendly stitches just to create something whimsical and festive for the holidays. And then, as you mentioned previously, we have a Winter Botanicals workshop on December 5th, which is another great class that uses a lot of basic stitches to kind of create something fun and festive. And it uses my peel, stick, and stitch patterns, which are transfer designs that you can just peel off the back and stick them right on the fabric. And so everybody's design ends up looking different and unique, which is part of the fun because everybody gets to make the design really their own and unique in a fun way while learning some basic embroidery stitches. And then we also have a couple fun ornament classes coming up. So we have on December 9th, December 10th, and December 15th, we have some cactus ornament classes. So you could stitch a cactus in a fun holiday sweater, or you could do a cactus with lights or a cactus with Santa hat, and just something fun and festive and unique. And those classes are always fun because I always get inspired to see what kinds of sweaters everybody wants to dress their cactus in. I offer some like sample patterns, but it's so exciting to see, like, some people are like, oh, I want my cactus to be wearing a like snowman sweater or a Hanukkah sweater or whatever. And it's just so much fun. I love it.
I think you've hit on the key right here to getting through this pandemic as a creative, where you talk about fun and you talk about interactivity and getting ideas from everybody. How do people sign up for these workshops?
So you can sign up online on my website, and it will direct you to my partner, because all of my workshops are partners with local businesses in the area who normally I would be doing in-person workshops with. But they're all online on my website at mcreativej.com. And you'll see the listing and then the date. All workshops you need to sign up a week before, because we do send out a full kit. So everybody has all the materials they'll need. And then like a couple days before the class, we just share the Zoom link so you can hop right online on the day and we can stitch together.
mcreativej.com. This strikes me as what a great gift to give somebody, or what a great way to connect with someone you can't see right now thanks to the pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have had actually quite a few like families and friends get together online, and it's so great to see people being able to connect over distance, and just also fellow makers get together and craft and chat and just feel like we're connected even though like we're not physically together.
What an interesting combination that is too. You're sharing an art, making it new to you and making it unique, that has connected people throughout the centuries, and you're doing it through modern technology. I really love that juxtaposition. With that in mind, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be exhibiting in the Jackalope Virtual Holiday Market. I have Saturday, November 28th through Friday, December 18th for these dates. What are we going to see?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of really fun embroidery kits that will be available during the show. They're all beginner friendly. There's like a beautiful cactus desert pattern, and then a stained glass design that you get, and they're all full of vibrant colors that are just really fun and something that are great for, as these days get colder, to stay in and craft. And then there's also some other floral designs and rainbows. And we also have a beautiful mountain and tulips kit, which was inspired by visiting my father-in-law up in La Conner during the spring. We normally get to go up and see the tulips and see the mountain ranges as you drive up that way. And it didn't happen this year, but it was like nice to turn it into a special kit that is a fond family memory.
I had wondered about creative inspiration for you, because I did see a lot of very different things. You have on your blog that you love Halloween. You link to a number of other artists, but also offer some patterns of your own. And we really should mention that you have a pattern club.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Pattern club is like a fun way to get a digital pattern every month. And it's always a bit of a surprise. It has like a, I would say each, the theme around Pattern Club is obviously botanical, so that you'll find a little bit of like plants and fun whimsy along with that, but they're all different in a unique way. And it's just like a fun way to get a digital pattern every month. So if you already have supplies, it's great that way. If not, I detail all of the supplies you'll need for each pattern that comes out that month. And then it's great if you're a beginner, because all of these stitches are laid out in like how-to step-by-step photo and really detailed written instructions. And if you're more of an advanced stitcher, you know, it's fun to get a cool pattern that kind of just walks you through it, and you could use the stitches that I use, or you could really make it your own and do something different.
Speaking of a beginner, a lot of people with the pandemic, with the isolation, are looking for new things to do. What if someone's brand new at embroidery or at needlework in general? Where do they start? Can I have you give a preliminary tip as you would give in your workshop for beginners?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, just give it a try like you would with all other new things. I feel like adults sometimes feel like they need to be perfect at something they want to try out at the beginning. And I say, like, just have fun with it. You know, you can easily, like, grab some thread and fabric and a hoop and just, like, start going with it. I would love for everyone to join me for a workshop, and we could kind of walk through step by step and see like how to do each step. But I realize that's not always accessible for everybody. And YouTube is a wonderful place to start if you're kind of looking for different stitches or advice from other makers. There's so many wonderful channels out there. And also Instagram, there's so many amazing fiber artists on there as well who want to share how to do their craft and offer so much amazing advice on there too. And then on my blog as well, you can find a couple great tutorials and advice on different things like how to transfer your pattern, materials that I found helpful. I recently posted a blog that shares my 3 favorite embroidery stitches and how to do them. So if you wanted to give those a try, that's on there as well too.
Let's actually tempt people to read that particular blog post by talking about the first of your 3 favorites. We pick up our needle, we have embroidery floss. Let's say I've never done embroidery before. What's the first stitch you teach me?
Normally I start out with the satin stitch because it's pretty basic and easy to fill in a lot of color, and then we build up from there on other stitches. The great thing about embroidery is you can really play around with it and make it your own. And some stitches do build off of one another or are very similar in some ways. And so that's why I like to start out with the foundation of the satin stitch and then kind of build from there, so we could do different kinds of, I guess, designs and how you would fill it in or line work or different things like that.
Do I have the right stitch in mind when you say satin stitch? I'm thinking of when you have a leaf. Let's say you have the outline stitch and then you're going to use another stitch to fill it. That's satin stitch, isn't it?
It could be. There's like a variety of different stitches you could do to fill in the leaves. There's actually a stitch called the leaf stitch. But satin stitch is just long, straight stitches that can be used to fill in a section of color.
What has been the most fun for you within the last 6 months or so in what you're creating? What's been a project that, yeah, you can't wait to get going on it?
I've been really fortunate to collaborate with some really amazing partners this year and get to really dive into my work. I would say earlier this year, I launched a couple new kits and patterns. So we had a new floral trio pattern that came out along with the cactus snow globe design, and then a couple new peel, stick, and stitch patterns. So I came out with a landscape design there and some fun fruit designs, which I was really excited about. And I'm actually working on a couple other new kits too. So I will hopefully have those out before the end of the year so people could pick them up as gifts if they wanted to.
Let's preview one of those. What's one of the new ones?
So one of the new ones is a rainbow pendant, and it's a cute little pendant that covers like 4 or 5 stitches that add a fun texture and playfulness to the rainbow. And it's not quite your standard yellow, orange, green, red, blue kind of rainbow. It's like a little play on that. So 5 fun colors, and you get to play around with some different stitches. And then in the end, you'll have a cute rainbow pendant to hang up.
In fact, you have a couple of landscape pendants and pins, too. I did want to mention that. If I were to take a workshop with you, that would be what I would be interested in, I think, because I don't see that much embroidered jewelry, and you make it look really easy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they are so much fun. I love teaching the desert landscape pin class because everybody gets a slightly different pin shape, and then we kind of walk through creating our own landscapes and then using a couple different stitches to add texture and design to that, which is just so much fun. And I will be actually teaching that class at the Sewing and Stitching Expo in February. So that will be a virtual class online if people want to join me.
Nice. What dates?
We haven't had a date yet. I think they're still coordinating specifics, but it has been accepted as a class. So I'm excited to share more once I know more.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've been curious. M Creative J. Obviously M for Melissa, but where are you getting the J in Creative J?
So actually my maiden last name is Johnson, and so it's kind of a play of like creative is my middle name. But last January I got married, and so my last name started with a G, but it still kind of works because my middle name is a J.
Well, very best wishes, new bride. I didn't know I was speaking to a newlywed. How cool is that?
Thank you.
I'm really curious about something because looking online at your Etsy store, I see 50 pages, I see a blog, I see a newsletter, you're teaching workshops. It would be tempting to ask, when does this woman sleep? But what I'm wondering about is time management. What's an average day like for you as a creative?
I mean, this might actually sound crazy, but I work a day job, and so I usually spend like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for my day job, Monday through Friday, and then after that, I work on M Creative J products and design. And so I usually kind of space it out, being like stitching some days, working on designs other days. Last night was a kit production night, so I spent all night, probably like 5 p.m. to about 10 p.m. kind of putting kits together and things like that in preparation for holiday workshops. But I do usually try to start out my week with like a to-do list of this is what I'd like to get done this week. And it usually includes like a blog post, a newsletter, and then like a couple things that come up, or like if I'm teaching a workshop that week, prepping for that and things like that. But I would say that I'm very much like a to-do list kind of person, and crossing them off makes me feel like I've gotten something done.
What a great tip on getting a project done is to start with a list.
Yes, and it's always like nice, even if it's a big project, to kind of break it up and have smaller pieces and be like, okay, I got this piece from this project done. And then it feels like it's more, like, it doesn't feel like such a giant project anymore. It feels more manageable.
I wish I knew who said eat the elephant one bite at a time, or I would attribute this, but that comes to mind very quickly here.
Yes.
What is Christmas season going to look like at your house with your talent for making anything of a fiber arts oriented nature?
We probably won't have a whole bunch of embroidery, but I did create a fun table runner that I quilted recently and finished up a quilt for our bed. Because this might sound weird, this will be our first year that we're having like an actual Christmas tree and kind of decorating and things like that. Prior to like August, my husband and I were in a tiny one bedroom apartment, and we recently bought a house, and so we actually have space to like decorate and move in and do things like that. So we're still kind of figuring out what that looks like. But we definitely would like to get a tree and have some fun decorations.
I'm envisioning the scent of pine through your house and all kinds of cool stuff hanging around. What's ahead for you with M Creative J? What would you really love 2021 to include, and what goals do you have?
So looking forward to the next year, I'm definitely planning some more online workshops. They've been so much fun, and I love connecting with people all over the U.S. and being able to inspire other creatives to get making on things. Pattern Club will continue. We'll have some more fun designs coming out every month. And then you'll actually find M Creative J in a lot of really great local small shops. I've been working on a lot of wholesale and connecting with some wonderful small businesses that have been excited to carry our kits. And so you'll see those kind of popping up all over the U.S. as well.
How exciting is that? Finally, what Christmas greeting or holiday greeting, as some folks don't celebrate Christmas, would you really love anybody hearing us right now to get from you?
I would just wish everyone happiness and joy, you know, and that might look different for everybody. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like how you celebrate, just what you have within you, which I think would be really important.
Melissa, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Dot. This has been wonderful.
You and I have been listening to modern fiber artist Melissa Galbraith, proprietor of the small business M Creative J. Be sure to check out Melissa's botanical fiber art, including her stitchery kits, during Jackalope Art Fair's virtual holiday market. From Small Business Saturday, November 28th through Friday, December 18th, you can go to jackalopeartfair.com/virtual market, and you'll see her designs along with the work of about 100 other hand-curated artists and crafters. Once again, that is jackalopeartfair.com/virtual market. Meanwhile, also be sure to visit Melissa's website, mcreativej.com, where you will find fiber arts lessons and her blog, as well as a chance to sign up for her newsletter. There's also a tab there where you can find out more about her Pattern Club, with a different digital embroidery pattern every month, and her upcoming workshops. Once again, that's mcreativej.com. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be fun, imaginative, and filled with the colors and shapes that inspire you most.